Do 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 do.
Judges!
Hey, Gil.
Hey, Will. You know what? You know what makes me mad?
Yeah, what?
Everything about the Harry Potter universe.
Everything.
Okay, my progression to my hatred of Harry Potter started slowly, but it's gotten to the point where now, and whenever I think about anything Harry Potter related, it immediately makes me mad.
Does it?
It's awful, because it was such a key part of my childhood. I don't blame my younger self.
Okay,
but my younger self never wanted to read Harry Potter. Mum made me.
That's true. I remember that, actually. You resisted because...
I called it poison.
You did. Why did you not like it before you liked it?
Why did I not want to read it?
You didn't want to do things other people did.
We also had a copy that made it look like really serious.
Right.
Like something about the blurb and like the cover of it made it look like it was just kind of like a really like hard fantasy novel, and I was like, I don't want to read that. I want to read How to Train Your Dragon for the 70th time.
So you did in the end read the Harry Potter books, and you read them all in a great rush.
Several years.
Oh, you read them several times over.
Yes.
Right. And so what don't you like about them now?
And I like them a lot. Yes.
What don't? Because they're special in the hearts of millions of people all around the world. So what's problematic about Harry Potter?
I think my biggest problem is Gryffindor and Slytherin.
Tell me more.
That's a lie. My biggest problem is the treatment of Remus Lupin. But,
Okay, tell me more about Remus Lupin.
So, J.K. Rowling has stated, like, several times, I'm sure, like, most people know this by now, but the werewolf, lycanthropy, that's what it's called, is a metaphor for AIDS or HIV.
Right.
So, already, like, maybe tread some careful water there, Joanne, J.K. Like, just maybe be careful about, you know, comparing, like, a disease that like portrayed gay people as like incredibly dangerous to society as like monsters, like
actual
maybe
monsters.
Maybe
yep.
Be careful about that. Actual yep. Monsters. And so she has this character who bit Remus Lupin, who's called Fenris. He's named after like the wolf god who was Loki's son,
right?
Yeah, Loki's son. And he bit Remus Lupin, and his whole thing was about how he went around infecting children with werewolfism.
Right.
I've already forgotten the name of again.
So was Lupin that
so
was Lupus
pretty skeevy.
So was
Lupin
so,
was bit by him.
Was he a child when he got bit?
Yeah, he was a kid. And I think so in the I haven't read because when the by the time the later sort of books came out, I was already kind of a bit worried. But within the original novels, I'm pretty confident that Remus is the only like there are pretty much no werewolves around, and out of all of them, there are, I can remember sort of two that were mentioned. So there's Fenris, who's this big evil one who goes around infecting children, and there's another one who got infected and is in St. Mungo's when they go to visit Mr. Weasley, and Mr. Weasley said, I try to make friends with him, but he was aggressive towards me.
Right.
And that's it. So,
right.
And other than that, like, there's a whole thing about all the werewolves joining Voldemort because the wizards are oppressing them. So, like, clearly she didn't handle it well at all. But my biggest issue beyond that is that she made him straight and she hooked him up with the most lesbian character in the entire series. She hooked him up with Tonk. Tonk with short, bright pink, bright purple hair. Ridiculous.
Straight people could be cool too.
Prove it right now.
Prove it that straight people can be cool.
Yeah.
Okay. What about my ability to come up with names at the drop of a hat is that? Oh my god! Anyway, no, cool people can be straight sometimes.
That's heterosexual propaganda, and I won't stand for it.
Okay.
But no, pass this aside. I don't think we can put any of this on the internet, or I'll get verbally shanked.
Right.
My main issue with Harry Potter that isn't werewolves is
your main issue is that J.K. Rowling hates gay people, and she gave her only gay person AIDS and
HIV
and forced them to be in marriage convenience with a the only and other
lesbian in the thing. And then murdered them. Miserable marriage too. It wasn't like they were super happy together.
They liked each other.
No, they did not.
Why did they get together?
Your entire relationship was Tonks like pining over him and Remus being like, I can't date you, I'm a werewolf. And then they get together and it's completely off screen, never mentioned. And then Remus is like, oh, Tonks is pregnant, so I'm going to run away because I don't want anything to do with that. And they're never shown like within like the actual books to be happy together. It's all off screen or off page.
Who would you have hooked Remus Lupin up with?
Sirius Black.
Sirius Black?
Sirius Black is also very gay.
Sirius Black does not have a girlfriend.
No, he doesn't. Because
he does have a great big man beard.
What does that mean?
That means he's gay, doesn't it?
Having a big beard.
Doesn't everybody here has a beard? Aren't they all gay?
No, he was in prison for a really long time.
This is where I get shamed by the entire internet for saying that all people with beards are gay. Yes?
I mean, that does make sense.